Good morning. This is Dallas Townsend with the CBS World News Roundup. The new hardline pro-Soviet government of Afghanistan is cracking down on American journalists in that country. All of them have been told to get out. Jim McManus reports from the State Department.
The State Department has confirmed that American journalists have been ordered to leave Afghanistan. But it is not clear yet whether the order affects foreign nationals working for U.S. news organizations. Original reports said the pro-Soviet government detained American reporters at the Kabul International Hotel and ordered them to leave the country on the first available flight. The U.S. Embassy reports that the order so far affects only American citizens. There are some 50 to 60 U.S. journalists in Afghanistan. Their expulsion from Afghanistan comes only 3 days after the revolutionary government of the Ayatollah Khomeini ordered U.S. reporters out of Iran. In Kabul, the authorities there accused the American reporters of biased reporting and interference in Afghanistan affairs. Jim McManus, CBS News, the State Department.
Deputy Secretary of State Warren Christopher arrived back in Washington last night from Western Europe, where he discussed the Afghan and Iranian crises. Charles Gomez reports.
Christopher said that the allied nations expressed solidarity in their response to the Soviet invasion into Afghanistan. He said allied leaders agreed to consider several retaliatory steps to be taken in tandem with American actions. But Christopher said he made it very clear what the U.S. expected from the European community.
I look to them to be taking steps in the field of cutting off credits to the Soviet Union. I look to them to be taking steps to join us in the denial of high technology to the Soviet Union. And I expect each of them to be taking not joint steps with us, but parallel steps to show their feeling about this naked aggression.
Though Christopher wouldn't say if any allied nations had agreed to boycott the Moscow Olympics as a further move against the Soviets, he said there was a general feeling that it would not be appropriate to hold the games in Moscow if Soviet troops remain in Afghanistan. Christopher also said there was widespread support for the U.S. decision to impose economic sanctions against Iran. Charles Gomez, CBS News, Washington.
American news organizations and personnel in Iran, forbidden to send any reports out of the country, are making final preparations to leave. The Revolutionary Council has given them until tomorrow midnight to get out. For the American hostages, this is their 75th day of captivity. Several letters from them have been reaching the United States. One letter from Robert C. Odie was delivered to the Washington Post, and Tom Sherwood, a Post editor, sums up the contents.
He says that the hostages are being treated poorly, or at least in his own case. He says he doesn't have contact with the other ones, and he says that I can only ask that he use the power of the press to do everything possible to bring pressure on the responsible leaders in our government to take prompt action to free us from this terrible situation.
Sherwood says the letter wasn't sneaked out because on the envelope was written Robert C. Odie, hostage, American Embassy, Tehran. The official word from Belgrade this morning is that although President Tito's general condition has improved, the condition of his operated on left leg is gradually worsening. Unofficially, Communist Party sources say his condition is pretty bad. In view of that circumstance and the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, Yugoslavia has been quietly strengthening its defense mobilization system, whose unique nature is pointed up by Bernard Redmond.
Yugoslavia's defense plans are based on an extraordinary reliance on the citizen soldier. The armed forces, 270,000 strong, are in a state of vigilance, but that's only one small aspect. Millions of civilians are ready for mobilization in a matter of hours, for guerrilla action or police duty against subversion. This little-known plan is called the All People's Self-Defense System. The spectacular project was set up after the 1968 Soviet invasion of Czechoslovakia. Each Yugoslav is supposed to know where to go and what to do in case of a crisis. Every citizen is told to prepare to be a guerrilla fighter if necessary. It's literally unconstitutional to surrender to a foreign power. Under the system, people in key positions in political, economic, administrative, and industrial life were recently advised by the authorities to be on standby, and many on holiday abroad have been advised to return home. Bernard Redmont, CBS News, Belgrade.
All the speculation that the Soviet Union might take advantage of President Tito's illness to move against Yugoslavia is getting the expected reaction today in Moscow, as we hear from Gordon Joselov.
TASS calls the speculation truly fantastic concoction. It says this vicious campaign was obviously inspired and coordinated by NATO propaganda services. It says the real motivation behind such allegations is to create a pretext for Western interference in Yugoslavia's affairs. Says TASS, the NATO imperialist bloc is obviously looking and waiting for such a pretext. It describes Soviet-Yugoslav relations as being marked by profound friendliness and by constant striving for extensive, multifaceted cooperation. According to TASS, it's long been known there are forces in the world opposed to this friendship. And it says just as past attempts to disrupt Soviet-Yugoslav friendship have failed, so will the current one. Gordon Joselov, CBS News, Moscow.
India's Prime Minister Indira Gandhi has reversed herself on the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. Last Friday, on her instructions, the Foreign Office in New Delhi indicated that it had accepted Moscow's explanation that it sent troops into Afghanistan at the request of the former government in Kabul, and that the troops would be withdrawn when Kabul so requests. Yesterday, after meeting with British Foreign Secretary Lord Carrington, Mrs. Gandhi said, "I don't think we support the Soviet action. No country is justified in entering another country." Work is getting underway on Capitol Hill again on oil tax legislation. Nelson Benton has details.
The holidays behind them, House and Senate conferees gather ahead of their congressional colleagues today to resume work on the massive $227 billion windfall oil profits tax bill. They agreed on the compromise amount of the bill before leaving town, splitting the difference between a very high tax approved by the House and a much lower one adopted in the Senate. Now the argument is over which parts of the oil production industry carry the biggest tax burden. Because of the various categories of oil defined in the bill, one kind of tax would hit the major oil companies hardest, another kind would land heaviest on independent producers. Whether that argument will materialize today is anybody's guess. It is uncertain how many of the conferees have returned to Washington in time for the meeting, which is well ahead of the formal start of Congress. Nelson Benton, CBS News, Washington.
The second session of the 96th commences next week. Interferon is not yet a household word, but it may be soon, and CBS News science correspondent Charles Crawford explains why.
A new form of life, bacteria capable of producing human interferon. That's what an international team of scientists says it has created. Interferon, a protein found in humans, is believed to play a key role in the body's natural defense system. In limited tests, it has been effective against a number of viruses and certain cancers. Currently, it requires 40,000 blood donors to produce enough interferon to treat the 150 cancer patients involved in the first U.S. trials. However, Harvard molecular biologist Walter Gilbert, who heads the team, says genetically engineered bacteria could produce large quantities of inexpensive interferon, possibly by the end of this year. Gilbert sees distinct advantages of using bacteria to make interferon.
At one level is the production of interferon, and at the second level is the understanding of the gene that makes it, and that is going to lead us to an understanding of the body's response to virus infection.
Cancer officials in this country called the breakthrough extremely encouraging, but cautioned that even with the availability of large quantities, it will be several years before it can be determined what interferon really does and how well it works against specific viruses and cancers. Charles Crawford, CBS News, New York.
A terrorist bomb exploded today in the heart of London. The blast occurred on the fifth floor of the Mount Royal Hotel. Police say the device killed the man who was assembling it. They describe him as being of Arab origin. A West German was wounded. Another bomb went off in the same hotel later on, but no one was injured in that one. Gold prices dropped sharply today after the latest upsurge, but they remain well above the $700 level. The price was fixed in London this morning at $728.50 an ounce. It's selling at the same price in Zurich. Silver reached a record $48 in London yesterday. It dropped back to $44 this morning, and the dollar is mixed.
CBS News. Shell Oil is raising its gasoline and fuel oil prices again. I'm Marlene Sanders reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Shell Oil confirmed today that it has raised its wholesale gasoline prices by 5 cents a gallon. It's the second nickel increase in 2 weeks. The price rise went into effect at midnight, hours after Shell President John Bookout predicted that gasoline prices could climb to $2 a gallon late this year or next. Shell has also increased wholesale home heating oil prices by 5 cents a gallon. New fighting is reported near Kabul Airport today, with Afghan army units battling against Soviet troops. That word is from diplomats in Pakistan. They have no details. American journalists in Afghanistan are being detained at the hotel in the capital where most of them are staying. Latest word is that they've been told they'll be expelled from the country tomorrow. The Soviet-backed government is ordering them out because it says they have interfered in the country's internal affairs. Most of the journalists were rushed to the country after the Soviet Union poured in tens of thousands of troops and helped overthrow the government there. In Iran, it's day 75 of captivity for the hostages. American reporters are leaving the country under orders from the government of Ayatollah Khomeini. More news after this.
Helen, don't buy that pain reliever.
Why not? They're all the same.
Check the labels.
Okay, 2 tablets of regular Tylenol, 650 milligrams.
Check the other pain relievers, too.
Bayer, 650 milligrams. Bufferin, 650 milligrams. Anacin, oh, 800 milligrams. I didn't know Anacin had more pain reliever.
That's what makes Anacin different. More pain reliever and a special combination of medical ingredients.
I'm switching to Anacin.
Get the Anacin difference. Use only as directed.
Now True Value Hardware Stores can help you take the pain out of painting by offering quality True Test painting tools. Hi, Pat Summeralta suggests the True Test 7-piece weekend decorator set for just $4.97. It includes many of the necessities for indoor painting like a 9-inch roller, tray, extension pole, trim brush, and more. Then see the selection of True Test Orel brushes, the durable polyester bristles outwear ordinary bristles by 3-to-1. You'll find just the right size at participating True Value Hardware Stores.
British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher says her government supports the idea of moving the Olympic Games out of Moscow in retaliation for the Soviet intervention in Afghanistan. The Carter administration has been considering the idea of trying to shift the Olympics or boycotting them. That idea is being denounced in the Soviet Union, with the press there reporting that nobody in the United States or anywhere likes the idea. Gordon Joseloff reports.
A TASS news agency dispatch from Washington says official representatives of U.S. ruling circles have launched the campaign as an instrument of blackmail and pressure against the Soviet Union. No mention has been made that the Carter administration favors a mid-February deadline for Soviet troop withdrawal from Afghanistan before going ahead with a boycott. TASS says the boycott idea has met with rebuff and indignation in American sports circles. Marathon runner Bill Rogers is quoted as telling the Washington Post, Moscow deserves the right to host the game. According to TASS, a Washington Post poll of athletes showed they resolutely refused to be relegated to what it called the roles of obedient pawns in the political provocation being hatched by U.S. ruling circles. Gordon Joseloff, CBS News, Moscow.
Gold is acting erratically today. It fell and has now bounced back. Hectic trading in London saw the price of gold drop more than $34 this morning to about $730 an ounce. Then the price rebounded to an afternoon fixing of $750, almost as high as yesterday's close, $752.50. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones average is up 2.90, volume on the big board 21,190,000 shares, Dow Jones Industrial Average 868.09. More news after this.
The city down the rushes on as people stumble through another day. Their mood seems gray. The morning rain, the traffic's pain cannot affect the way I feel today. It's no mistake, the day is gonna be great. Let that sun break out, lift up your head and shout. It's gonna be a great day.
A great day.
Come on! Kellogg's waits for you.
The spirits are shining through.
Promising you a great day.
K-E-double-L. Oh, it's double good. Starting Kellogg's way.
No matter how how the day looks, it can look better behind a bowl of Kellogg's. Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, Sugar Frosted Flakes. Trust your morning to Kellogg's.
Hey, you got it. Now, let's get it.
It's not far away. Kellogg's will help you say it's gonna be a great day.
California Governor Jerry Brown has pulled out of the Iowa presidential precinct caucuses to be held next Monday, the first voting in this year's election season. Latest polls found Brown way behind President Carter and Senator Kennedy. Brown is asking the supporters he does have to align themselves as uncommitted. There have been reports that President Carter's Iowa campaign is in trouble too, but Vice President Mondale disagreed with that as he campaigned today in Council Bluffs. He says his impression is that things are going well. Marlene Sanders, CBS News.
CBS News, a report of new fighting in the capital of Afghanistan and word that the Soviet Union is calling up the reserves. I'm Stephanie Shelton reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Diplomats in Pakistan say they've heard reports that Soviet troops are battling Afghan army units near the airport in Kabul. The diplomats, quoted by Reuters, say they have no details. In Washington, there's word that Moscow is ready to rotate some of its Afghan force back home. Marvin Kalb is at the State Department and has the story.
U.S. intelligence sources have told CBS News that there has been a limited call-up of military reservists in the Soviet Union. They stress there is no sign at the moment of a general call-up or of mobilization. But reservists in Soviet Central Asia and in Western Russia have reportedly been notified that they are being called up for active duty, others that they may soon be called up. There is no estimate here on how many Soviet reservists are involved. One source speculates, that's his word, that fewer than 100,000 are involved. Another source says that the reservists may be rotated into Afghanistan to replace other reservists. A third to a half of the Soviet forces now in Afghanistan are reservists, and according to Soviet law, they are not required to serve longer than 90 days, except in a national emergency, and none has been declared. This suggests that if some of these troops are to be rotated soon, that the Russians began planning for their move into Afghanistan at least back in September, that it was no sudden thing. Marvin Kalb, CBS News, the State Department.
Britain has come out in favor of moving the Summer Olympics out of Moscow. Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher told the House of Commons today, "We cannot just stand back and see the Russians doing what they have done in Afghanistan," she went on, "just deplore it and take no action at all." More in a minute.
Yes. How many cold tablets do you take a day?
Two? More.
Four?
More.
Six?
Yep.
A day?
Uh-huh.
And then more at night?
Right.
Why?
Well, they're new.
Take Contac. One capsule helps all your congestive symptoms up to 12 hours.
All day?
And all night while you sleep. That's the wonder of Contac.
Hey, you're the guys on TV.
Yeah, we're the guys on TV.
Take your Contac. Take it fast. Give your cold to Contac.
Take only as directed.
Premiering this week, Robert Preston and Rosemary Harris star in The Chisholms. Share with them the last great American adventure as they face an untamed continent where danger surrounds them.
It's simple enough. Give him what he wants or get ready for a fight.
Hadley, I want to go home. First thing in the morning. I want to turn around and go home.
First thing in the morning, we're going west.
Who will survive? The Chisholms, a special two-hour premiere, Saturday night at 8, 7 Central, on CBS Television.
In Iran, it's day 75 for the hostages at the American embassy. One of them, 64-year-old Robert Odie, is quoted as saying, "We are being kept in semi-darkened rooms. Our hands are tied day and night." A Senate Judiciary Committee considering whether to relax the penalties for marijuana possession, hearing today from a pediatrics professor who would go so far as to legalize pot. Dr. Dorothy Whipple of Georgetown University says the problems marijuana creates should be weighed against those created by arrests.
I think that the number of individuals who abuse marijuana is relatively small, and I'm inclined to think that it is a transient thing in their lives. I don't think that we are on the road to a nation of zombies. And I think that those individuals who are injured by the law are a more serious question for our future.
Americans are making more money but saving less. That's the report from the Commerce Department. It says total income rose 12% last year, not quite keeping up with inflation. So people managed to tuck away only about 4.5% of their income, the lowest rate of savings in 30 years. Shell Oil saying it's raised its gasoline prices another nickel a gallon at the wholesale level, the second 5-cent increase in 2 weeks. On Wall Street to the hour, the Dow Jones Industrial's up 2.90, big board volume 36 million shares. Now this.
There's no other deodorant soap more effective than Dial. That's right, no other.
You get that clean, fresh, confident feeling all day long with Dial. Aren't you glad? That clean, fresh, confident feeling all day long with Dial. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? That great Dial feeling. Come on, let it show. So clean, fresh, and appealing. Let everyone know.
You'll be glad Dial's active deodorant ingredient keeps working all day long. And it's true. There's no other deodorant soap more effective than Dial. Done.
You get that clean, fresh, confident feeling all day long with Dial. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? That clean, fresh, confident feeling all day long with Dial.
Gold jumping over $800 an ounce in New York. That's the latest price, about $815. Gold had fallen off earlier today, but rebounded and then surged on reports of fighting between Soviet and Afghan troops. With gold prices rising, the cost of a gold crown for a tooth is running about $90. It was only about $38 a year ago, but dental researchers at the University of North Carolina say they've found an alloy they can use, reducing the amount of gold in a gold crown and cutting the price. So the high cost of gold need not keep anyone from smiling. Stephanie Shelton, CBS News.
This is The World Tonight. Good evening. I'm Marlene Sanders, CBS News, filling in for Douglas Edwards. The new government the Kremlin installed in Afghanistan cracked down in Kremlin style today. It restricted American journalists to their hotel and ordered them out of the country on the first available plane. Don Cladstrip got out this report. It may be the last.
An official of the Afghan Interior Ministry announced that all American journalists were being expelled, that they were expected to pick up exit visas and leave the country immediately. Michael Malinowski, an American embassy counsel, explained that the Afghans were upset with the kind of reporting done by Americans.
I've just returned from the Afghan Foreign Ministry, where I was told by one Mir Inayatullah Sadat that all American journalists would have to depart Afghanistan on the first possible plane. Mr. Sadat said that these actions were being taken because the American journalists had been interfering with the internal affairs of Afghanistan and that they had continued to issue biased reporting on the events in Afghanistan.
Authorities have been frustrated so far in their attempts to prevent journalists from reporting about the invasion. By expelling the Americans, they hope to solve that problem once and for all. Don Cladstrip, CBS News, Kabul, Afghanistan.
Prime Minister Thatcher told the British House of Commons today that she's in favor of moving the Summer Olympics out of Moscow, but the Kremlin seems unmoved by retaliation for its Afghanistan venture. Gordon Joseloff reports that even the grain embargo does not seem to worry the Soviets.
Soviet sources have told CBS News there's no intention of responding in kind. No desire to get into a tit-for-tat exchange. There will be no cutoff in the sale of gold. No ban on the export of precious metal, mineral, chromium ore, and sable fur. Soviet cultural groups will continue to travel to the United States by private arrangement. Asked about Washington's speculation, the administration's actions surprised the Soviets. The sources said the only surprise was for the Soviet man in the street. According to the sources, Soviet experts on the United States had fully anticipated the U.S. response to the move into Afghanistan. As for the Soviet view of the U.S. effort to organize an Olympic boycott, the sources said there's not much concern because just about all national Olympic committees and many sportsmen are opposed to a boycott. Gordon Joseloff, CBS News, Moscow.
More news after this.
Runway clear. Flight 49, you're cleared for landing.
Some people can't afford a sore throat. Doctors recommend chloroseptic lozenges with anesthetic action to deaden pain fast. In a medical study, adults preferring chose chloroseptic 3-1 over the other leading lozenge for quick, temporary relief of minor sore throat pain.
Flight 6-3, do you read me?
Loud and clear.
If you can't afford a sore throat, get chloroseptic lozenges or fast-acting chloroseptic liquid. Use only as directed.
Here's important news from Amana. Now when you buy an Amana Touchmatic 2 radar range, you get a $50 rebate. That's right, $50 back from Amana. And you get something else, too. The exclusive RotoWave cooking system to cook all sorts of foods faster and more evenly than ever before. Now's the time to see your participating Amana retailer and cook up a good deal. Buy an Amana Touchmatic 2 radar range and get $50 back from Amana. Offer good through February 29th, 1980.
There was a discouraging medical bulletin out of Yugoslavia today. The doctors say the condition of President Tito's left leg is deteriorating since they failed to clear a blocked artery by surgery. The question is, will he survive? And if he doesn't, what then? Leslie Stahl reports on some potentially ominous moves by the Kremlin.
U.S. officials are concerned about an unusual amount of Soviet troop activity in the Warsaw Pact area of Eastern Europe, including a concentration of troops along the Russian-Romanian border and what one official called a semi-alert of Soviet troops in East Germany. Some U.S. analysts are worried that the Soviets are preparing to march across Romania and invade Yugoslavia, while others, less alarmed, believe the Soviets are planning to move significant numbers of regular troops from Eastern Europe into Afghanistan to replace some of their reserve units there. There are yet other interpretations. Those officials who believe the Soviets intend to invade Pakistan or Iran say the Russians are setting up a diversion in Europe in order to draw attention away from Afghanistan and dissuade the U.S. from taking troops out of Europe and sending them to the Persian Gulf area. This is a form of psychological warfare, said one official, who believes the troop activity is intended to chill the West by demonstrating that the Russians have an enormous capacity to move on several fronts quickly at the same time. Leslie Stahl, CBS News, the White House.
More news when the World Tonight continues.
Mom?
Mm-hmm?
Why didn't you show Bob's mother the new ring Daddy gave you?
Because all she'd look at would be the brown spots on the back of my hand and guess my age.
Come on, Mother. If you're that sensitive, get some Porcelana.
Some what?
Porcelana. It's a medicated cream that helps fade age spots.
Really? Porcelana works on age spots, brown spots, and freckled spots. Just rub it in and watch those spots start to fade. Porcelana medicated fade cream actually works to lighten brown patches and spots that come not only with age, but during childbearing years, too. Porcelana is available at cosmetic counters everywhere.
Porcelana. I think I'll try it.
Sure. It'll help bring back your natural skin tone in just 6 weeks.
How come you know so much about it?
Bob's mother told me.
Oh.
Porcelana. Just rub it in. Watch spots start to fade. Porcelana medicated cream. Use only as directed.
New housing permits were up in December, but down badly for the year. That was the word today from Washington. And it hit hard at a convention in Las Vegas. Barry Peterson reports.
Home builders gathered for their annual convention in Las Vegas are gloomy. The industry is in the midst of a massive slowdown. Figures released today indicate that fourth quarter housing starts in 1979 are off 25% from a year ago. And some here see housing starts dropping that much again. The result would be severe. 1 million-plus construction workers out of jobs. 2 million others unemployed in industries that supply builders with everything from lumber to kitchen sinks. Economist Michael Sumacrest works for the Home Builders Association.
So you are really facing a year of elections with a numbers which are not very favorable to the administration. That is a major problem.
If Mr. Carter wished to change that now, can he do it, or is it too late?
It's too late.
Sumacrest expects the slump will bottom out in mid-1980. Others are not so sure, expecting the market to remain depressed well into 1981. Barry Peterson, CBS News, Las Vegas.
The Wall Street Report in a moment.
Do you know why experts fear that Mideast turmoil will trigger a widespread holy war? Why political observers warn that this may be the roughest, most unpredictable presidential campaign in decades? or about the alternate ways to finance a new home when you can't get a standard mortgage. You can read fascinating reports like these every week in U.S. News and World Report, the news magazine that helps you understand national and world affairs, helps you with health, business, and legal problems, shows you how to fight inflation and keep more of what you earn. No other news magazine covers the news that affects your world as completely as U.S. News. But find out for yourself. Right now, call 800-228-5000 and save 20% off the regular subscription price with a 25-week trial subscription for only $9.87, just about 40 cents a copy. Send no money, but call now, 800-228-5000. Tell the operator you want 25 weeks of U.S. News for only $9.87. 800-228-5000. Toll free. 800-228-5000.
Stocks were on the downward side on Wall Street today, but the price of gold soared to a record $820 an ounce before falling back. The Dow Jones Industrials closed around 863, down 1.62. The average price per share was down 7 cents on the New York Exchange, up 9 cents on the American. Wall Street on This World Tonight.